Why y'all wanna sing? There's one verse of scripture that will bear the burden of my message today. And I want you to keep it. Think about it all through the message. It'd be good to think about it the rest of your life. In St. John's Gospel, shortly after Jesus said, "I'm going away and prepare a place for you," the time of his departure was at hand, that he should be taken out of the world. And he told the disciples, he said, I'm going away and I'll prepare a place for you. But I want you to notice one verse of scripture in the 14th chapter of St. John's, and we're going to go back into Matthew for our message. But in the 18th verse, it says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you."
Amen.
He was talking about the Holy Ghost, of course. But he had to depart and leave and before the Holy Ghost could come. Holy Ghost is third Godhead right out of the porch of glory. But all right. But now he's still with them at this time. Walking with them. Talking with them. Spending all of his time with his disciples. But I said in the reading of the word, "I will come to you." In the 14th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, in the 14th verse, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, 'This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they might go into the villages and buy themselves victuals.' But Jesus said unto them, 'They need not depart. Give ye them to eat.' And they said unto him, 'We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looked up to heaven. He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remaineth 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children." Now, Jesus said to give them to eat. The disciples said, "But we just have 5 loaves. 2 little fishes. Ain't you glad that that was enough?
Amen.
To feed all this multitude?" And he said, and he commanded them to sit down. And they all was eat and they all was filled. And he healed their sick. But after they all had eat and was filled, and the time had come, the evening it was far spent. And he commanded the disciples to get into a ship and go to the other side of the sea, while he sent the multitude away. Now, keep in mind what I have read to you to begin with. The disciples got in the ship and they set sail to the other side. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the wind, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Mm-hmm. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, I can imagine that just maybe the day before or something, very shortly, they was there and they saw a great multitude, hungry, and they was in a desert place. And they didn't have no victuals. They didn't have nothing to eat. The disciples said, "Send them away that they might go into the village, that they might buy themselves victuals." Jesus said they need not to go to depart and go away. Brother, listen. He said, "Give them to eat." They said, "We don't have nothing here. Just five little loaves and two little fishes. Brother, the Lord that I serve, that come unto me, brother, he is able to give you what you stand in need of. Where it's food, where it's raiment, whatever you stand in need of. He is still able to give to you, you know, whatever you need." But now he sent them, he sent them away on the ship, and he went up in the fourth watch of the night. The Lord went, he was there all alone, and he went unto them. I remember the words that I said. He said, "I will come to you." Brother, listen, whenever they was in the ship in the fourth watch of the night, the sea was contrary to them. There was storm on the sea. Brethren, they were feared. Whenever they saw Jesus coming to them on the sea, they were afraid. They thought it was a spirit.
Brother Lisson, and they cried out, but Jesus said, I be of good cheer, it is five, I be not afraid, and they, Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee, Brother Lisson, today, I know that Jesus, he was crucified, and on the third day, he arose again, and he departed into his flight into the heavens, and sat down at the right hand on the throne of God. But the Holy Ghost come, which is a comforter, that which will go with you, lead you, guide you across all the storms of life. Listen, this ship rose upon a troubled sea, and so often me and you, we are in a trouble on storms of life, which come and rocks our ship. Listen, Jesus said, no doubt that whenever we are having our most trouble, sometimes look for Jesus, and he will be there, because the storm of life, it will not get so great that he will not calm the storm if we hold our faith. Listen. Oh, I know they was physically there, and they was in a time they lived, they reigned, and they walked with Jesus. But he's just as real today as he was yonder, walking on the sea to go. Why? Because he was there all along in the mountain. You would think that the disciples, they saw him defeat a multitude of people in a healing or sick. You would have might have thought, listen, they would know who it was. But they had probably never seen nobody walking on the sea known before. And Peter come down, and he also walked on the water. I'm telling you today, we can overcome the storms of life if we'll put our trust in him. And it may take the storms of life for him to come to us walking the hills of our soul in a troubled time. If so sick or whatever's going on in our life, he said, I will come to you. I will come to you. Listen, maybe in the stillness of the night, everybody's sleeping. Maybe problems come. Maybe problems arise that we can't do nothing about. Maybe praying. Listen, the Holy Ghost is still as real as Jesus was. Yonder feeding the thousands of people are walking on the water. The Holy Ghost is still as real and as powerful because he had the power come down from God, the creator of all the universe. Brother, listen, the Son of God come, and he had power in heaven and in earth. The Holy Ghost has come that will lead me and you if we will welcome him in and trust in him and look and listen what he says to us. The storms of life that we battle with day after day after day, he said, I will come to you. Maybe whenever we are down in the lowest bottom, whenever we see there is no hope, when the storm is driven and we see and we're afraid and there is no hope, listen, put our faith in Jesus and he will come to you. He said he would. He said he would in the studio. Do you ever feel like you just hit the bottom? You ever feel like that there's no hope? And all at once something appear right inside and give you great comfort of everything it's going to be all right. That's the Holy Ghost, a power of God, which He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Amen.
Listen, Peter began to sink in the sea. And he cried out, he said, Lord, save me. Oh, so many times that the storm of life has almost taken me under. And I realize I without Jesus, there's no hope. And I look up, I listen, Jesus, I looked up, and took the little loaves and the two little fishes, and he lifted his eyes to heaven. Brother, listen, in the name of his Father, he blessed them, and what a multitude, listen, that it fed. I'm here to tell you, if the little, a small, a measure of faith that we have, that we live by, take our faith and look to heaven, listen, and call on Jesus, and believe with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind, and He will see you across the dark rolling tide of life. He said, I will come to you. You ever been in this situation? You ever seemed like there was no hope? But Jesus come. Walk in the heels of your soul. Wake you up in the middle of the night and say, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. I will be there. I wouldn't take nothing for the plan of God's salvation. He made it so simple. Listen. He said that this comforter that he sent, he would dwell in us forever. He's here today. And the sister, the brother just had to move by the power of God. What a good feeling it is when we have obeyed what Jesus said to do, right? And then we feel clean. We feel that we've been fed. You might feel like that you were sitting in the midst of that thousands of multitude when they were all fed and they all eat and it was all filled full. Listen, I feel like I've been fed from the pores of glory this morning. I feel like that He's come and fed me and lifted me up from out of the miry clay of sin and established my goings in Him. I feel like I've had a touch from the Master's hand.
Amen.
Brother, it come to you, son. Listen, I want you to feel like you've been fed this morning. I've been fed all week as we stand. I know that we have battles in this world, but there's not a battle in this world that our Jesus, He said, I will come to you when you're maybe at your bottom, when you're to wit's end. He said, I will come to you. As we sing, you need to pray. You need to renew your covenant with God. Or you just want to get closer to Him, or you've got a loved one that you want to come.